Great to have you along on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. And whether you live here your entire life or maybe you're sort of a recent transplant, I'm betting you know that Wisconsin can be a pretty special place. And it's always fun to talk about the wonderful events that go on around the state, to take a look at our rich history, to look at our natural areas. And we're going to do that right now with Mike Beno. Mike is the editor of Our Wisconsin magazine, and we'd certainly love to hear what you think is special about Wisconsin. And I know Mike has some great ideas to share, and I was looking through the Our Wisconsin magazine once again, sort of reviewing it, because I'd read it a little while back, the June-July issue, packed full of some really cool things. And we'll be talking about those things and certainly looking forward to your questions and comments. You can join us at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. What places or foods or people and events say Wisconsin to you? Love to hear from you. So give us a call, shoot us an email, go to our Facebook page. Mike Beno, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me back. It's always fun, Larry.
Oh, I have a great, and it's always so much fun to read through your magazine because there's always something that interests me, things that I hadn't thought about before, and new experiences that people are having, and it's a lot of fun.
Well, thanks for that, Larry. That tells me that at least with one person, we're succeeding at this. I truly feel I have the best job in the state, and that's because of this. With this magazine, the idea behind it is to invite people from all corners of the state of Wisconsin to tell their stories, to share their stories about what it is that makes their corner of Wisconsin such a special place to live. And you learn so much by reading the letters that come in from average people around the state, whether it be current day, something that's going on that's a little bit unique and different, or nostalgia, the early days in Wisconsin when somebody's grandfather left some photos and stories about the days when he was a milkman in Appleton and running the last horse-drawn milk wagon as a delivery man and milkman in the state, and the horse understanding every single place to stop on the route without being given any commands, and then at the end of the block turning around on his own while the guy's delivering milk upstairs and coming back to meet him. Those kind of things you couldn't make up, and you don't really see them in books very much.
No, you don't. I was thinking about traveling. This latest issue has a story about a guy wrote about biking 300 miles when he was a kid, and he and some friends took off. And you know, in this day and age, kids that age, you wouldn't just let them go off for 300 miles.
Yeah, that's Fred Crema from Shawano. He spent later 38 years as a Milwaukee policeman, retired to Shawano Lake near the town of Cecil on the east side of the lake. And he retired there because he recalled the summer of 1940 when he was 12 years old. He and two buddies decided they were going to go on an adventure, and they packed some saltine crackers and maybe a couple of small pieces of food, had their one-speed bikes with the big, thick tires, and they decided to ride from the north side of Milwaukee up to Cecil, 150 miles, and their parents said okay.
Yeah.
These days, parents don't want to let their kids go to the park sometimes, you know, and these kids just saddled up and headed out, and when I asked him, why do you think they allowed this to happen? He said, I guess they thought we'd never make it. We'd turn back. Well, they surprised him. And the neat thing here, and we were glad to include it as a graphic on the page, is the postcards this kid sent home to his mom. Hey, Ma, we're in Oshkosh. We're almost there. See you later, Fred. Yeah.
yeah, that was a great story. I read that and I thought, man, I've got an 11-year-old. Emily's soon to be 12, but if she had wanted to go biking 150 miles without me, with just a couple of pals, I would say no.
A different day and time and era, but it's wonderful when people share those memories with us.
You know, I was just looking at the inside cover of your magazine this June-July issue. It is a beautiful photo here, a beautiful, colorful photo of Mariner's Trail.
Yes.
Tell us about that place.
Well, color is the watchword here. We have learned over time that people really enjoy colorful photography. And when you're living in a place like Wisconsin, I mean, you've got the best opportunity anywhere to showcase stuff like that. The Mariner's Trail is a paved trail, 6 miles long, a ribbon of asphalt that connects the towns of Manitowoc and Two Rivers. But up there they call it what, Larry?
I'm not sure.
Trivers.
Oh, Trivers.
There's no two in Two Rivers. It's Trivers.
Oh, yeah, Trivers. Yeah. Oh, of course. Yes.
There we are. So Trivers. Manitowoc and Two Rivers. And what's neat about this is several things. First of all, the idea for this trail where people can walk, sit, rest, enjoy along the lake came from some eighth graders. In 1994, seven students at the L.B. Clark Middle School there were lamenting not having a place to do some inline skating, and they thought, what about having a trail? And a teacher took it on as sort of a civics project, and these kids went after it, discussing with the DNR and the public and grant writing and what have you, and it became reality. There are 48 gardens along this trail that are maintained by volunteers. The volunteers get a little seed money, $50, and a nonprofit Mariner's Trail group turns them loose to create. The only thing they ask is that there's nothing invasive there, and so there's a lot of native prairie plants going in, bringing a profusion of bees and butterflies and all good things. All along that trail is the beach, Lake Michigan, people picnicking there. There are stop-off points where you can park along the trail if you didn't want to take the whole 6 miles, parking at either end. And it's a magnet for people.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it is. And there's one garden in the center west of the lake garden that is done professionally, and that's what we chose to show here. It came from a photographer whose work often appears in our magazine, Shauna Shalabaska from Two Rivers. And we're now working with 50-odd photographers who are very, very happy to have a print and ink publication where they could showcase their work.
Yeah. Well, you've got lovely, I don't even know how many photos you've got. You've got a ton of just great photos of all kinds of things relating to Wisconsin, everything from Ford Thunderbirds, classics, to flags, to lots of great lake shots and hot air balloons.
Certainly. The the hot air balloons, they're right now going on in Wisconsin. There are several balloon rallies, and we've got a story in here about the one going on in Waterford, Wisconsin. That's July 17th through the 19th. But prior to that, right now in Wausau, they've got a balloon fest July 9th through the 12th. In Seymour in August 7th through 9th. And then for the hardier souls in Hudson, they have their hot air affair. That's first week in February. So, Larry, put on your winter tux and head up there in February. But you just hit on it again, color. I mean, what's more colorful than hot air balloons?
Yeah.
And you can see dozens of them taking to the sky at any of these. And in the evening, they have their evening glow where they inflate these at dusk, and not to fly them, but just to color them. And the glow from all these envelopes, as they call them, while people observe is just amazing.
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. We have we had a beautiful photo on our Facebook page, Sunset on the Chippewa Flow. It's from David. On the comment section of the Facebook page, is really, really beautiful shot. You've had some great sunset shots as well in the book. I was trying to remember if you've got one in this issue or not, a sunset issue or a sunset photo.
We have routinely have plenty of them in our Window on Wisconsin section. That's the one where we invite people, regular people, not the pros, to send in their favorite photos. We have a photo contest. And first prize, and that's a pair of Packer tickets every year.
Yeah.
And we have people from all across all 72 counties in the state turning in scenics, turning in humor pictures, turning in people just having fun living in Wisconsin.
Talking today with Mike Bino, we're going to take a quick look at the news, weather, find out what else is in store for us on the Ideas Net, and then we will be back with Mike to talk more about Wisconsin. Stay with us. We cover a lot of topics on this show, but I think what stands out often are the topics where we are dealing with what's going on in our wonderful state. And if we're lucky enough to call Wisconsin home, I tell you, you've got a wonderful place to live. Larry Mueller here. Great to have you along today on the Ideas Network. We're having a great time visiting with Mike Bino. He is editor of Our Wisconsin magazine, which really celebrates what life is all about in our state. And, Mike, thanks again for joining us today. Really appreciate it.
Great to be here, Larry. We've done this a few times now, and I always look forward to it because not only because you're great to talk to, but the guests that you have come on and give us a call and share what's neat about the area in Wisconsin where they live. Love talking to them, too.
Absolutely. And we've got callers on that. If you'd like to join in, give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org, or you can post on our Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show. We'd certainly love to hear from you or see your photos and your questions as well. We had a photo on the comments section from Gigi, who has some photos of Terrell's Island, the city of Amarillo, and Winnebago County. Beautiful photos. A Facebook comment from Adam, and this is kind of what I always enjoy, hearing what's going on around the state, events that are happening. And he says there's really a cool event happening in Green Bay, Wisconsin. It's like the Olympics for drummers of all ages, and it's called Drum Fest. And you certainly cover many events in our Wisconsin magazine.
Yeah, we do. We touched on some of those a little while ago.
Yep.
You know, the Balloon Fest, that sort of thing. We talk about there are so many events, Larry, that sometimes if we don't have enough room to run an entire story on them, we have our sidelines up the sides of the magazine where we try to fit in as many as we can. We've got, I'm looking at one right now, Bastille Days in Milwaukee marks its 34th year, July 9th through 12th. We're chock full of them, and I think that Our Wisconsin, what we're trying to be, is not only a place where people can share their own personal stories, but also we do have events and destinations in here. We've talked in the past about the great one in fall, which is Fermentation Fest, and summer we have there's a ton of things going on in Wisconsin. One story we have in the issue we're talking about here was June, July. A retrospective about Les Paul.
Yeah.
What can we say about Waukesha's favorite son, the Wizard of Waukesha? This past June 9th marked the 100th birthday of this inventor and musician and entertainer. Not only did he sell 6 million records in 1951 and was the most well-known guitarist of the 1950s, He invented multi-track recording, overdubbing, which is the way all music is recorded these days, and became world famous for inventing the first solid body electric guitar, which is what we in our minds think of when we think of a electric guitar, as most of us. But there's a slug of events this summer tied to Les Paul, and you can go to guitartown.com. That's at the website in Les's hometown of Waukesha, and also discoveryworld.com, where there's also great listings, lengthy listings of Les Paul commemorative events going on this summer.
Yeah, really, and the guitars are classic guitars and really of the highest quality.
Well, all through Waukesha, they have artistic renderings of guitars all over the place, celebrating Guitar Town, and it's neat to go to the historical museum there and see what they have on Les Paul and learn about it. The interesting thing about him, beyond what I talked about being an inventor and musician entertainer, think about this: a Polish kid from Waukesha. With his little mouth organ that was given to him by construction people, workers that he happened to run into, that set this man on a course to revolutionize not only, you know, we talk about electric guitars, that's rock music, but he never played a lick of rock music in his life, from near as I can tell. He revolutionized the production of all popular music in the United States and beyond. Just some kid from Waukesha who's buried there in Prairie Home Cemetery alongside his mother, who lived to be past 100 years old. Just one more aspect of some of the rich history, heritage that we have in Wisconsin, and the very, very interesting people. And the magazine Our Wisconsin says Wisconsin on the cover, but yeah, it's a magazine about Wisconsin, but it's more a magazine about the people who live here and love it.
Yeah. Talking with Mike Beno, editor of Our Wisconsin magazine, you may have an event you want to talk about or promote a little bit, or you may have a question about what's going on with the magazine. I hope you'll join us. Maybe you've read the magazine or subscribed to it. Love to hear your comments at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@WPR.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. You know, last year, it was about a little over a year ago now, I went with a group of Wisconsin Public Radio folks to Hawaii, and one of the places we visited was a lavender farm. And I really enjoyed that lavender farm, and it was great to open up your magazine and see a wonderful story about the lavender farm that we have right here in Wisconsin.
Well, and last summer when we were on this very program, Larry, listener, I believe, from Delavan called in and tipped us off about this, and we followed up on it, and Lavender lovers should unite in Washington Island, because not only is there one lavender farm there, there's two, and one is called Fragrant Isle Lavender, which we featured in our magazine, and there's also one called Island Lavender not far away. Fragrant Isle is owned by Edgar and Martine Anderson, and they've got 5 acres of, you know, blues the hue here. And they've got lavender plants, and you mentioned events. Well, they have a lavender fest coming up July 24th through 26th. There are a couple from Chicago, and Martine was raised in the south of France in the lavender epicenter of the world.
Oh.
And they decided to give growing lavender a try here in that special climate, on Washington Island, tiny place, 6 miles long by 5 miles wide. Perhaps 700 Wisconsinites live there year round. They established their farm here, and as did Island Lavender. And I think one of them has about 80 lavender products in their gift shop available, and one might have around 100. They're both worthy places to go. Island Lavender is tied in with a historic island dairy farm. And back to the lavender a minute. As you know, it's an herb. It's an aromatic herb. It's used in cooking, baking. There's vinegars and oils infused with it. And also, of course, the many bath products like soaps and oils and lotions and sachets. And there's fields of this stuff. And in summer, it is in bloom on the island.
Beautiful.
It is. I think that a lot of people are going to go up there and visit it since this since we ran this story. I just heard from them just last week, and the proverbial phone is ringing off the hook is what I've heard, and people are going to both of these locations to check them out.
It's wonderful. It's great. It makes you feel good, I'm sure, Mike, to be able to highlight something that's such a wonderful part of Wisconsin and then have sort of make it available in a way to so many people.
Yeah, and we were talking a little while ago about color, and what better way to highlight some color than with the photography of a lavender farm.
Yeah.
A photographer from the Sturgeon Bay area, Kewaunee area, Tina Gore, submits quite often to us, and she was happy to provide these photos. And yes, I highly recommend everybody go up there and visit the color. Having grown up in Green Bay, I'm quite familiar with Washington Island. I knew it more for hauling in the salmon and the lake trout with my father in the 70s with Jack Hagen. Captain Jack, for those of you who never had the pleasure of meeting him, I think he was town chairman at one time, kind of reminded me of the Wisconsin Great Lakes version of Captain Quint from Jaws. He had his boat and the old salt on fresh water. He and his little partner, Monty, helped my father and me haul in more than one fish over the years, and it's just wonderful fishing off Boyer's Bluff up there in Washington Island.
Let's turn to callers online here. Mary in Pewaukee will go to you next. Hi, Mary. Thanks for calling.
Well, hi. Thanks for taking my call. And, I just wanted to add that your guest had mentioned that the Les Paul Museum and tribute to our Waukesha Wizard, is on display. And I saw it twice, but I have a brother, Dennis, that worked there as a volunteer, and he told me that it is closed.
Oh.
Just so people know. And the Les Paul... I've got food that's okay. Timer went off. And I wanted to just let you know that it might reopen in another location. They were lacking funds, and that's just too bad. Especially in this state, now they're cutting back more and more. But something like that people cannot see because of the lack of funds. But it was a wonderful tribute to him, and a good size of.
A lot of information about it. Well, that's too bad.
Yeah, thank you for that, Mary. I do believe at the Waukesha Historical Museum they do always have something going on there. So I think we can still find a few things having to do with our wizard.
Yeah, thank you again for calling, Mary. Joan in Dundee, it's your turn. Hi, Joan. Thank you for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. It's so nice to talk to you, Larry. I listen to you all the time.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But I wanted to say that we started getting the magazine, and we fell in love with it. So now all of our neighbors, our friends get it because we gave it to them for gifts. But we do a lot. We snowmobile. But even our little burb of Dundee, which is on the northern edge of the Kettle Moraine, is... You know, there's a plethora of stuff to do in that area. But, you know, if you don't know that catalog, certainly, I mean, not the catalog, but the magazine gives you so many options. You know what I mean? But it's just awesome. And I just want you to know that we love it, and now all of our friends love it.
Oh, well, Joe, Mike, I'm sure that's music to your ears.
That is. Everybody listen to what she said, okay? Not Larry and me. Listen to what Joan just said. Kettle Moraine is, both units, is just gorgeous country. And the issue we're talking about, the June-July issue, we had, we've got a story from Bruce Curry, who is from Germantown. And he's a former national champion motorcycle road racer, also a dirt track racer for many years. Now he just likes riding his motorcycle out through the countryside and enjoying the views. And he highly recommended taking a trip through the Northern Kettle Moraine unit, all through the town of Newfane, and I think you mentioned Dundee, and stopping at the Hamburger House to get a burger.
In my backyard. So they also highlighted there's a run that comes, it starts in the south, I can't remember exactly where it starts, but it ends in the marsh.
Okay.
And it's a rustic trail all the way, and it is amazing for motorcycle riding. And we're packed. Our little town, we know when spring hits because you hear the first motorcycle, and you know when it ends because then you don't hear them anymore. But we just get tons of riders in our area. But it's beautiful. Winter, spring, summer, fall, you cannot, if you can't find something to do, you're not looking.
Joan, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your call very much. 800-642-1234, the number to call. Bob in Claybanks called but couldn't hang on. Wanted you to talk about some of the fun contests in the magazine. And I was going to ask you about that as well. He says, I know there was a contest where a key was hidden in a public place. Also, where have some of the past winners been?
Okay. We don't take ourselves too seriously at the magazine. We try to ratchet down the seriousness and ratchet up the fun. And I cannot take credit for most of those ideas. They come from my partner, Roy Ryman, who is just a carnival-barking, peerless promoter. But we try to inject a little fun by having some contests where people can participate and they can win a pretty neat prize. Most recently, we did on the back cover of this issue, we're talking about a pot of gold. We salted into 10 issues of the magazine coming down the mailing line a $100 bill. And we explained this on the back cover of this one, saying, hey, you know, you may be $100 richer before the sun goes down just by flipping through this magazine. If you find a $100 bill in your magazine, there you go. Lucky day. Enjoy it with our compliments, and glad you found it. But here's a suggestion for you. Maybe you'd stop and think a moment about somebody who's maybe having a tough time. Somebody's got some challenges in their family, something going on where $100 really, really would make a big difference. We all could use a little more, but, you know, some people can really use it. And if you do decide to pay it forward with a little act of kindness, why not write in a note and share the story? Well, we've heard back from so many people, some who chipped in for a new roof for a church. One person wrote in anonymously from around Nina and said there was a serviceman whose his deployment was delayed because his family suffered a house fire, lost everything, and she decided to take her money and put it toward this family, and they took up a little challenge, or just let the word be known through their church congregation, and that 100 grew to 1,000 pretty quick. Somebody else wrote in and said, I wasn't a winner, but that's a good idea, so I'm going to just chip in 100 of my own, and here's what we're doing with it to help somebody down the road with a health challenge. So that's one way we engage readers. Larry, you just talked about a key. From the beginning of this magazine 3 years ago, we founded the Our Wisconsin Treasure Hunt, and that's where we hide a key for a car. We've done this twice now. We've hidden a key, hide a key for a car in a park somewhere in the state of Wisconsin. And
always in a park.
Always a park, always a public park, not on private ground. It could be a state park, city park, township park, county, you name it. And we challenge readers to find that key. Take along a garbage bag, pick up some litter as you go, and each issue we've got a map of the counties, and we whittle down the number of counties, and we give clues to help people zero in on where that key is. One year, a fellow from Bristol, Ken Malcolm-Mackey, won our first car. He's driving around in it today. He visited 40 parks before he had to fight some bumblebees and come up with that key. Last year, Sarah Sass from Oak Creek won a car. She, the first key I got to back up was hidden in John Muir County Park in Montello. And last year, Sarah found the key in Wyalusing State Park for that car. Currently, we've got another treasure hunt going, and we've changed it up a little bit. You can win a brand-new 16-foot pontoon boat. We thought that would be a fitting prize in a place with 15,000 inland lakes and many river systems and a couple of Great Lakes associated with it. The pontoon boat is built in Wisconsin at Northport Marine in Gillett. You get to pick the color and cruising model or a fishing model, 16-footer with a Wisconsin Mercury motor on the back. And then one other contest, and I'll keep this short. We challenge readers to find the hidden W's in Wisconsin in our ads and in every issue. We sneak three of these into the ads, and we tell people that you can get in on a drawing for, we're up to 35 nice prizes now given by our advertisers, Culver's ice cream for a year, Clement's sausage for a year, and many other things. 9,000 people are writing out postcards or letters. You can only enter by postal mail. 9,000 people every issue are sending in entries to get in the drawings for these cool prizes. And if you stop and think about it, Larry, that's nearly 10% of our subscriber base. They're going for tickets to EAA Air Adventure, Free Cedar Crest Ice Cream, custom pillowcases, name it, it's up and down the list. But people are having fun with us, they're engaged, and they feel part of it.
Mike, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking time to be with us today. I really appreciate it, and we'll have you on again. We'll talk some more about Our Wisconsin Magazine. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Larry.
Our Wisconsin Magazine, we have a link on our Facebook page for subscriptions or to find out more. Just go to The Larry Mueller Show. That's the title of our Facebook page, and you can get all the information right there. Garden Talk tomorrow, and my gosh, it's Friday again coming up already. We'll talk about keeping your soil healthy. That's tomorrow on Garden Talk. Stay with us now. Lots in store on the Ideas Network.